the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Welcome. This is the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. He's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm Joe Galewski. To reach Dr. Mike, you can email us at udocs@gmail.com. Question, advice, we get questions for guests that we have on the show at the time the guest is on the show, which is pretty neat, and we get these questions on as quickly as we can to get you an answer from the guest. Anyway, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com, on iHeartRadio Talk. Go to iHeartRadio.com. You can download an app or use it on the web. When you go to the computer, click Talk in the main menu and search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. 20 minutes past the hour, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic and what's not. Among the topics he'll talk about today, an acid spill at a fracking site in Oklahoma. Childhood brain cancer could be linked to a dad's solvent exposure. There's a new study out, and I think this is the one I want to hear about, that energy drinks and liquor means more drinking. And also, there's new information out that fingers...
You know, I could have bet you wanted to hear that one, Joe.
Yeah, that's my... I'll pick the topic today to lead, if you don't mind. And a new study fingers certain birth control pills as breast cancer risk. So Dr. Gary Ginsberg, we'll see if we can do a Real Age Tip of the Week before the end of this hour. Okay, so Cheesecake Factory, and we have a location here in Central New York, and the typical wait time for a table at the Cheesecake Factory here is anywhere between an hour and a half and 2 hours. And they just won an award for the unhealthiest meal offered by any restaurant, the Brûléed French Toast Cheesecake, the most unhealthy meal anywhere in the country. Almost 3,000 calories, 380 more than the maximum daily intake for an entire day. You could equate it to eating 14 slices of frozen home-style French toast stuffed with 2.5 tubs of Kraft Philadelphia cream cheese. Did anybody gain 5 pounds just by hearing me say that? It includes 95 grams of saturated fat, 2,200 milligrams of sodium, and 24 teaspoons of sugar in one meal, in one plate.
Actually, you know, what I didn't see on here, Joe,
yeah,
was my favorite, which is the Outback Steakhouse Bloomin' Onion.
Yeah, this
which
is
has 3,400 calories in an appetizer.
Didn't make the top list?
It didn't make the top nine.
Wow.
So this was the top nine of the worst foods.
Mm-hmm.
Red Robin Gourmet Burgers included the A1 Peppercorn Burger with bacon, a monster salted caramel milkshake, and an order of steak fries, which together 3,540 calories, the most of any meal. It also included 69 grams of saturated fat and 6,280 milligrams of sodium. You'd need a brisk 12-hour walk, that is, Joe, to burn it off.
And if you think you can work it off by swimming, you better be Michael Phelps, because to neutralize the calories from this Brûléed French Toast Cheesecake, you'd have to swim laps for 7 hours.
Doesn't sound
just wrong.
Now, we're going to have a story that we're going to lead with in the next half hour.
Yeah.
And that is 400,000 told you not to drink the water in Toledo, Ohio this weekend.
Yeah.
So that's the story. Since I live near Toledo, that's the story we should lead with in the second half hour, second quarter of this hour, actually. When Gary Ginsberg comes on, because he's going to talk about what's toxic in that water. Don't drink it if you're near Toledo.
Now, just finishing up on this Cheesecake Factory Award, most of the damage in this particular menu item comes from the custard-like filling in the bread, plus the 1/4 cup of butter-infused syrup. I mean, they just took everything and they threw it into a pile and put it together, cooked it, and take it out to the table. That is insane. Totally insane.
Well, it does have a lot of calories.
And, no kidding.
And you can see that the calories are not just in the main thing. If you just had, if you just concerned the calories in the bread, the three slices of bread, which totaled 360 calories. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't what gave you the calories. You got 10 times as much from the stuff that came with it. And the syrup was a, boy, that's a, the, it's a huge amount of butter in the maple syrup.
How many tubs
and sugar.
Of, how many tubs of cream cheese? 2.5 tubs of Philadelphia cream cheese. Now, this is the response, to be fair, response from Cheesecake Factory. Cheesecake Factory says its restaurants offer a range of options from low to high calorie dishes. Many of our guests come in and want to celebrate and not be concerned with calories.
Others aren't concerned with health, apparently, either.
No, well.
And maybe Cheesecake should offer a morgue special.
You know, others, she goes on to say, others want to share their dish, and we love it when guests share. That's a great sign that our portions are generous. That's a good thing, right? And a large percentage of the guests.
Well, this week you should share with 10 friends.
Yeah. And would it be okay with 10 people?
Well, you might share, if as long as you don't share spoons, then 10 people could have this and you'd stay under the sugar and saturated fat limit probably for each person.
You know, one good
actually,
thing...
Actually, you need, actually, for, to share this one on saturated fat, you'd need 24 friends to share it with.
Now, one good thing about eating healthy, if you're a good healthy eater, you eat healthy food. One good thing is you probably can get a seat quickly in a healthy food restaurant because there's never any lines. You go to Cheese Factory, it's a two-hour wait. You go to a healthy food restaurant, maybe I'll walk right in. You don't have to wait to, in the lobby with that red thing that flashes when they tell you your table is ready. So there's an additional advantage, I guess, to eating healthy there, too. Udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs at gmail.com. Since we're on fat people, childhood obesity, Dr. Mike, is it being taken seriously enough?
Well, apparently not, because it's still increasing. It's being taken seriously by the CDC. It's being taken seriously by Robert Wood Johnson and by a lot of people. But it's not a cosmetic issue because it does relate to overweight when you get older. It does relate to early type 2 diabetes. You know, never was that we'd see type 2 diabetes in under people under the age of 21. Now you see 5% of kids age 12 have type 2 diabetes. So it's unbelievable, if you will. And the percentage of obese is now between 12 and 19 has gone from 5% to 21% since 1980. So we have 21% of the people under the age of 19 are now clinically obese. And it affects all of us. Obviously, you know, I keep saying this, and pretty soon we're going to have to do something serious about this because this is an issue with America's competitiveness. It's an issue of can we fund our healthcare system and at the same time fund education, fund defense, and fund social programs. And if you look at 2050, type 2 diabetes, largely caused by obesity, uses up the entire federal budget. If you say we're going to spend 21%, we're going to get taxed at 21% of our GDP, which is what it is now. So if you don't change taxes, the entire budget, you have nothing for defense. You have nothing for, in fact, social programs. You have nothing for education. If we, and that's just whatever it is, it's 36 years from now. So we've got to do something to reverse this. So, Joe, it is both physical activity and it is these foods that we cited. You can't have one of those Cheesecake Factory things if you don't share it among 8 or 10 of your friends.
Yeah, it's not difficult. Pretty easy principles, and not a lot of suffering with it either. It's pretty easy to do, and most of the stuff it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. Okay, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic and what's not? Some interesting stories with Gary after the break on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.